You're listening to SBS News.
Cutting the road toll has been one of the most visible public policy objectives of modern times. It's been the subject of countless ad campaigns.
If you've been awake for 17 hours or more, the effect on your driving is similar to having a blood alcohol content of 0.05. So remember to get a good night's sleep before your next drive. And don't trust your tired self.
In an effort to save lives, motorists have been the target of safety messages.
So if you drink and drive, speed, don't wear a seatbelt, or hold your phone while driving, you can stop it or cop it.
Operation Reset is the latest road safety initiative launched in Victoria, with police undertaking a four-day crackdown on road offences in Melbourne's southeast. Victoria Police's Southern Metro Region Acting Commander Tony Silver says data from the area shows road safety so far in 2019 is not good.
Reset is an operation designed, as we are halfway through the year, to reset the driver's behaviour going into the second half of the year. Already this year, in the southeast, we've seen a 19.3% increase in serious injuries. That is 376 lives that may be changed forever.
That's a trend reflected nationwide. 635 people died on Australia's roads in the first half of the year. That's 14% higher than 2018. All states bar Tasmania recorded road fatality figures above their targets. And from a longer-term perspective, targets are not being met. In 2011, state governments, territory governments and the federal government signed the National Road Safety Strategy. It aimed to reduce road deaths and injuries by 30% by 2020. Yet the only state or territory on target to meet that aim is the Australian Capital Territory, with Australia's five largest states all failing. And that's brought stinging criticism from Australia's peak motoring body, the Australian Automobile Association. It's blaming government inaction for the problem. In two new reports, the association says it will be almost impossible for the 2020 goal to be met. The association's chief executive, Michael Bradley, says governments are not even measuring all relevant statistics uniformly or properly.
The report we've put out today tells you not just what the trauma is on Australian roads, it tells you the futility of the current approach of state and federal governments. This strategy, it's 9 years old, it had 33 targets. What we're saying today is that most of them are not going to be hit, which is bad. But the really terrible thing is a quarter of them are not even being measured. And I guess the question we're putting out there is, how do we expect to grapple with this problem and manage it if we're not even measuring?
The reports come as Australia's transport ministers are scheduled to meet in Adelaide. Mr Bradley says the new Federal Office of Road Safety needs substantial funding and a new strategy to cover the next 10 years. He says this week's meeting of transport ministers must also deal with the role of the federal body.
I want them to agree on what the new National Office of Road Safety is going to do, and whether or not this data coordination and whether or not this national leadership is part of it.
Emeritus Professor Anne Williamson from the University of New South Wales agrees that government has a big role to play. But she's told the ABC that in recent times, technology has not been put to best use when it comes to road safety.
We're seeing too little and too much same old, same old. There's very little innovation in road safety going on at the moment. And I think we're seeing a whole lot of innovation in the types of vehicles and even on the kinds of roads, but they're not necessarily very usable by the road users themselves. I mean, I think governments do take a lead in road safety. Unfortunately, road safety does require government interaction in enforcement and designing roads and what's permitted and so on. They have a very important role. And I think it's quite true that there has been much less going on recently than we've seen in previous years.
New research has also found accessories commonly used by older Australians to increase their comfort in cars may increase their risk of getting injured in a crash. A study by Neuroscience Research Australia found seat cushions and headrest cushions increase the risk of chest injuries as they change the posture of drivers and the positioning of seatbelts. Associate Professor Julie Brown from the University of New South Wales says chest injuries are a primary cause of death for older drivers, and poorly positioned seat belts increase their risk of injury.
Well, what we found is that some of these accessories can actually change the position of the seat belt, And the position of the seatbelt is actually really critical for getting the best protection possible from the seatbelt. So the seatbelt is really effective at preventing injury and death in cars. But the way seatbelts work, when they work, they actually apply a load to the body. And so you need to have that load applied to the strongest parts of the body, which is the collarbone, the sternum, and the bony pelvis. So once you start to move the seatbelt away from those strong parts, the strongest parts of the body, you start to increase the risk of injury.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.